The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway.
Times are getting a little easier these days, but that don't mean taking time for yourself needs to. When you want a drink, you want to work for it. That's why I only drink Malort. Its unusual full-bodied flavor of deck varnish and viper piss is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab yourself a shot of the only booze big enough to knock some sense right back into you? Jepson's Malort. It'll kick your ass for you, so you can take time taking her easy.
Proud sponsor of Chad the Birdcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Chad. I'm a bird. This is my Birdcast, and you're listening to it. There, you're all caught up. Hope you're doing good. How are you doing? What's going down? Like, are you doing it? Or are you not doing it? Both are totally acceptable. I'm sort of doing both right now. I'm kind of am and kind of am not. But, like, not mad about it. What happened this week? I'll tell you. Hang on. Before I do, I need you to go to my website, thebirdchad@gmail.com. Check out all the stuff that's there. There's, like, merch. Now, we got the new tea, the Dark Seed Edition. That's limited time. We've got the toucan in three delicious flavors. Midnight Hawk, Steelbeak, and Hoth Falcon. It's just black, gray, and white. Sounds cooler. And we got stickers for all your laptop needs. Show everybody at the coffee shop that you're fucking cool. And if you get a minute, go check out my YouTube, because we did a stream yesterday out of Logan Arcade where we got to meet David Fix and Steve Bowden of American Pinball, and we played the new Galactic Tank Force from American Pinball, released last year, March 2023. So it's brand spanking new, and it's just got that new pinball smell. And me and Teddy got fucking lit with those guys and had a hell of a time. There's a lot of really cool pinball knowledge, if that's your thing. And it should be, because pinball's cool. And very Chicago. So if you really want to be Chicago, you got to get some Pequod's Pizza and play some pinball with me. Come on by Logan Arcade. That's where I'm at. You know it. You know that. Come check it out. Quarters only. All right. That's all right. Plugs out of the way. What happened last week? Well, I was tasked with reporting on the fact that, like, one of the, like, longest and oldest construction sites ever, the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, is probably going to be finished in 2026. Most likely 2034, most likely never. Who knows? It's a construction site. Construction time is its own time. Like, tomorrow means next year tomorrow. Or it means yesterday. Like, you don't go, that's why you don't walk into a construction site. That's why they have tape up. That's why they have fences. Because, like, it's a time vortex. And you could walk in, you'd end up anywhere. You've seen Sliders. You know how that ends up. You watch Quantum Leap. You know where this goes. Where are my Gen Xers at? You should be in bed. Anyway, I talked about the Sagrada Familia and it may be getting finished finally. So here's me talking about that already in progress.
I can't promise that you like me, 'cause you could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. I can't promise you forever, baby, 'cause that just went too long. I got a pocket full of quarters now.
Greetings, humans, on this holy Saturday, which honestly is every Saturday for me, 'cause to interrupt one's post-Friday hangover, streaming binge-watch, and day-drinking awaiting the spicy Szechuan you ordered at 2 p.m. with manners of business, I do believe is a cardinal sin in the book of Don't Be a Dick. The Saturday is sacred by necessity, so please bow your heads as I read from the scriptures, and by that I mean I'm crushing some hell divers with my phone on fuck off. And if you have an issue with that, Pax Vobiscum, memento vivere, you know? Latin sounds... more churchy.
And it's a churchy vibe out here right now. Plus, unless there's a pope in the room, I'm not at a huge risk of offending anyone with my pronunciation. If I do, mea culpa. It's just that it's Holy Saturday. It's got me feeling like sounding like the opening monologue of a 90s world beat chill club dance album. Salve et salve, populace. Congregamus. Omnis ad momentum. Ut al equidicum. Carpe vinum, hominus. Carpe vinum. Everyone knows carpe diem, which is seize the day, but that never happens. I mean, yeah, you got an hour early and you got your shit locked the night before, so you just had to freshen your post-snoozium corpus in the shower. You throw on whatever lotions and creams you're into. For some, it's enough to be considered an Egyptian royal. For others, it's a little Nivea, Aveeno, and a wink in the mirror, because you already got it, baby, and when you got it, flaunt it. Veni, vidi, vici, and deuces. But no matter how well prepared you are to seize said day, even if you got up earlier than the runners on the cul-de-sac, you're gonna hit a pothole, wang your tooth on the side of your travel mug, douche yourself in Dunkin', scald your nips, and fuck, there goes the day. Tried to seize it, but it fujit. The humble pothole is a reminder that you are part of a larger world that doesn't give a fuck about you. In fact, you call them potholes because back in the 15th, 16th century, potters could not afford the clay that they used to make the things that the rich used that they made. So they would wait for wagons and carriages to gouge holes in the road. And then the potters would dig into the ruts to reach the clay deposits underneath, leaving a hole. Then the people driving the wagons and carriages knew this, so when they were driving some ox cart en route to seize their day, they'd pop a wheel in one crack of tooth and curse the fucking pothole that shit up the day they were trying to seize. Time is a flat circle, humans, and eventually when you're rolling, you're gonna fuck up your day because someone else is trying to seize theirs. Anyway, good Holy Saturday to ye who celebramus. It's that time of the year as the Eastertide comes in. Walgreens smells like marshmallows. Pictures posted of lamb cake failures delight and astonish the internet. Everything is pastel enough to aggravate your photophobia. And all the Facebook pages of moms of friends you haven't spoken to since high school are getting real churchy, but you don't want to be a dick. Ne cis rude. And you know you're just going to have to let things get pious for a few days, but at least there's wine. Carpe vinum, humans. Carpe that fucking vinum. Because life is a long drive, and the day will seize you like a pothole if you're not watching the road. If you're into the Easter fandom, it will delight you down to your cream eggs to know that on March 20th, Anno Domini, during a press conference, Executive Chairman Esteve Camps announced that after 142 years, the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona will be completed by 2026. One of the most famous, yeah, give it up for the Sagrada Familia. One of the most famous construction sites in your world, the Sagrada Familia, AKA the Basilica of the Holy Family, began construction back in 1882 when the great Catalan Martinist pioneer Antoni Gaudi, the late 80s Christian Slater of Catalan modernism, came on the scene and was like, fuck you, Dad, gleaming the cube of modern architecture, introducing hyperbolic paraboloids, hyperboloids, helicoids, and the conoids. Yeah, we're getting into modernista architecture shit. Asymmetry, disrupting natural norms to embrace imperfections. Nature motifs to inspire a reminder of our connection to the earth. Why, you just build something out of blocks when you could sculpt concrete into gothic and curvilinear Art Nouveau forms like waves, like you're shrooming at a cheesecake factory or Aquaman spa. The bookseller named Bocabella was inspired after checking out the Vatican in 1872. Comes back to Barcelona to get everybody hyped for this Gothic revival style church. Because if you wanted to build anything, you had to have it sponsored by people with money. And not to shock your balls, but that meant the church. My, how things have changed since then. Hired Spanish architect Francisco de Paula de Villar. They got things as far as finishing the apse crypt. An apse is a big dome in a church that makes you know you're in a fucking church. Bow down, heathen, to the reverence and beauty. But Paula wasn't enough. The juice wasn't there. And he fucked off in 1883 when Antoni Gaudi from Catalonia, ooh, molt agradable, see? takes it on and begins his life's work. Gaudí is known as a madman. Rarely drawing plans, he sculpted everything in 3D models instead. Molding as he's thinking, inspired by nature, super into this trend called trecadisse, which is reusing old ceramics to make things. All right, have you ever seen like a bougie iguana at an art gallery in like Vail or something? And you're like, huh, I would never, but I respect its boldness. That's trecadisse. And it doesn't matter because you can't afford it anyway. So, Gaudi, which by the way is now where we get the term gaudy. That's a play on the word God, which meant trick in the 1500s. Don't get it twisted. Gaudi was not gaudy. He was trendy as fuck and a pioneer. However, if your wealthy aunt actually bought that tiled lizard from the art gallery in Vail and put it in her bathroom, that is Gaudi. But Gaudi would have loved it. Anyway, Gaudi is getting progressively more religious, like the CW, but he's Catholic, and that's too stiff for the CW. And his faith echoes into his work, earning him the nickname God's Architect, which earned him cause for canonization in 2003, and the paperwork is still being filled out. But he might be a saint by the time this thing opens. What thing? Only the most popular construction site in the world. Are you paying attention? Anyway, 1884, Gaudí's God's Architect is appointed Architect Director of the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. And yeah, this whole thing sounds like a vocal warm-up exercise the senior drama kids would do to show off backstage. But it really happened, and it was a major movement in the world of design. The church was going to be formed shorter than its width, a true cattle on Gothic fashion. 18 spires representing the 12 apostles, 4 evangelists, the Virgin Mary, and the biggest, tallest one was going to be built in honor of the guy we're all dealing with face posts about because it's his weekend, Jesus Christ. None of them ever getting higher than the mountains because that's God's work, and Gaudí knew better than to show up his boy. 3 facades intended, only 2 completed. They all look like coral reefs descending over your head, barnacle-like designs with nature and religious stuff all going on at once. Art historian Nicholas Pevsner from the 1960s said it looked like it was, quote, growing like sugar loaves in anthills, and described the ornamenting of the buildings with shards of broken pottery as possibly bad taste, but handled with vitality and ruthless audacity. Because if you're going to go against the usual design with some hard-ass Gothic-inspired Catalan modernista, you go ham or you go home. When asked why the fuck this was taking so long, Gaudi famously said, quote, my client is not in a hurry, meaning the big man in the sky, because fuck you, mortal, your money means nothing but a means to complete my monument to that which is bigger than anything you can know. Gaudi was all the fuck in until 1926, when he was taking his daily walk to the Sant Felip Neri church for his habitual prayer and confession and was hit by a train and died 3 days later. I felt someone in the back just go, Jesus. He was buried in the crypt in the Sagrada Familia, because that is poetry, man. Died like he lived, working to finish this fucking church, which was only between 15 and 25% done at the time. But construction continued. Difficult though it was, because Gaudi didn't write shit down. Matters made worse when the Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936 and his models were destroyed. But they kept on trying. Adere est facere, you heard? Then, yeah, I'm gonna keep doing that. Then, 1979, using aeronautical software to parametrically figure out Gaudi's designs, construction was back on track the way they hoped it would, because computers can use algorithms to figure out what Gaudi would have wanted. In 1990, the first robot was used to carve parts of the Sagrada Familia, the interior mostly finished in 2010, and now, here we are. The announcement made that after wars, financial problems, the fucking plague, and over 100 years, the Sagrada Familia, one of the longest-running architectural projects in history, will probably be finished by 2026. The Grand Staircase finally ready by 2034. Holy Saturday indeed. And all of this leaves me wondering how, when this church, whose plan and design was lost in a fire and a whole-ass war, refigured using computers and human ingenuity, is going to be finished thanks to almost 100 years of work post its designer's death. You can't fix a fucking pothole! You got robots literally recreating a centuries-old design destroyed in the Spanish Civil War! But you can't fix a divot in the concrete on Western that's only been there for 4 years? so that I, you, and everyone else may seize the day in peace without fear of losing a tooth on a travel mug just trying to get to fucking work? Well, domine non sum dignus ut interis, subtectum meum sententum dic verbo et sentabitar anima mei. Carpe the fucking venom indeed, humans. Happy Easter, fuck you.
Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises that's taken us out on the back end. It has been since 2016. Oh my god, how old are we? Thank you to Jepson's Malort for sponsoring me. Always in my corner, always there keeping me honest and awake. Thank you to Zach Manselba for recording me. Thank you to you for listening to me. Come find us on the Discord. Come check out the link tree. I keep saying there's a lot of cool shit coming up, and there is. Like, we're just locking it in. So hold on tight. There will be announcements soon. I am doing shows in Chicago and Schaumburg, Illinois right now. That's at the end of April. April 25th, I'm going to be I'm doing The Portal, which is a roving Chicago comedy show. And then April 26th, I'm going to be at Antarium up in Schaumburg with a whole bunch of friends. So, like I said, go to my website. Everything's there. Sorry that the like events page is a little weird to read. We're working on it. But click on links. Find it. Go for it. Dive in. Do what you got to do because I'm around and we should hang out sometime. Come find me. You know where I'll be. And if you don't, go to the website. There. I'm done plugging. That's it. I'm done doing it. You know, I've told you already. I told you enough. Ah, Sagrada, my balls.
Nailed it.